Interception.
Touchdown!
Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer Special-Ausgabe von Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Ihr habt vielleicht mitbekommen, dass letzte Woche einige NFL-Spiele in Deutschland waren. Der Grund dafür ist das American Football Without Barriers Camp. Seit 2013 reisen dafür NFL-Spieler durch die Welt und wollen den Sport bekannter machen. Dieses Jahr waren sie in Deutschland und haben in Oberhausen das Camp abgehalten. Ich war zwar nicht als Spieler vor Ort, aber dennoch wollte ich die Chance nutzen, um mit den Profis zu sprechen. Einer von ihnen war Matthias Farley, Safety bei Indianapolis Colts. Farley ging 2016 als undrafted Rookie zu den Arizona Cardinals, wo er jedoch bereits nach kurzer Zeit wieder entlassen wurde und dann sein Glück bei den Colts fand. Der Mann mit dem schönen Schnurrbart spricht über den Aufschwung bei den Colts und was er noch alles in Deutschland machen möchte.
So, with me is Messiah from the Indianapolis Colts.
Yes.
First question, why are you with the American Football Camps Without Barriers? Why are you here?
I love the game of football. It's been an incredible blessing in my life, and you know, it's helped me stay focused and just really had a positive impact on me. I've met so many people, so many great relationships that I've had have come through this game, and I think being able to be an ambassador of it and kind of spread, you know, knowledge and details of it in different countries where it's not as big is just an incredible opportunity to see another part of the world, but also just to give back to the game that has given so much to me.
Since when are you part of the program? Since when you fly around with the people?
So last year was the first trip I went on was in Portugal. I got invited to go the year before, but it didn't work up timing-wise. But after going last year, I'll never miss another one.
So how do you like Germany so far? I mean, you've been like Wednesday for like a few days. So what's your impression of Germany so far?
I love Germany. You know, everybody's been so kind and welcoming to us, which has been amazing. The food's been incredible. I haven't really been hit by the jet lag too much. I try to stay up and, you know, not take naps and stuff like that. But it's just an incredibly beautiful country with beautiful people, and it's been awesome so far.
Yeah, I saw you already tried the currywurst. How do you like it?
It's delicious. Yeah, it's delicious.
So let's talk a little bit about football.
Yeah.
You have been with the Indianapolis Colts. This year was like a total turnaround.
Yeah.
And didn't expect it. Like, what happened between last season and this season?
We got a new coach. And then he came in, Coach Wright came in, and really changed a lot about the culture, the way we did things, the mentality in which we did things, and I think everybody bought into that. It took a couple weeks. You know, we had a slow start to the beginning of the year, but once guys started to, you know, see the vision and kind of see what he was thinking and putting out there, and the coaching staff that he assembled around him, I think everybody bought into it, and that's why we had the success we had. These guys were really playing with it for each other.
So, also the comeback of Andrew Luck was huge part of it. How is he as a leader, as a guy, and how happy were you for him that he got back after like so long time?
It's awesome to see. I mean, he's an incredible man. First, he's such a nice guy to everybody. So I know, and he's a competitor. So it had to be very hard for him to, you know, sit and watch the year before. But for him to come back and respond the way he did just speaks to his character, his work ethic, the love he has for the game, and for, you know, all of us as teammates to go through what he went through and come back as strong as he did. This is a huge testament to him.
So there was also, before Frank Reich came, there was Josh McDaniels as the new coach.
Yeah.
How did you see the situation?
You know, it all happened so fast. We, you know, it was, oh, okay, you know, Coach McDaniels is going to be the coach. Then he's not. And it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, as players, you're not as involved in those decisions. It was just, you know, it was more of people contacting me like, oh, did you see this? Did you hear this? I'm like, I don't know what's gonna happen. That's not my job.
Yeah. Looking also back at the game against the Kansas City Chiefs, where you guys obviously lost.
Yeah.
Why didn't work like the games before?
Well, yeah, you have to give a lot of credit to the Kansas City Chiefs.
True.
They're an incredible team. They had played so well all year. You know, home field advantage makes a big difference, I think, in the playoffs. After, you know, seeing it firsthand, that place was rocking, so loud. They had a week before to really, you know, rest and all that stuff. So the success they had during the year really set them up to do well in the postseason. That's everybody. You know, if you can have home field advantage in the first round bye, it makes a huge difference just in, you know, the health of your team, the you know, how much rest you've had, and you have to do well all year to do that, and Kansas City did that. So, you know, they won fair and square, and it just really showed us that, you know, we did do a very good job this year, but there's still so much more out there that we can do better.
So looking forward to next season. You're still a super young team. You have lots of cap space.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the new season?
Yeah. Every year is an incredible restart. I think it's one of the few. I'm sure every profession is that way, but especially in football, you start from zero because the landscape of the team is completely different. There's so much turnover in the NFL that, you know, I think last year only like 20% or 30% of the roster had been on the team the year before. So there's just so much changes. So I'm really excited to get back to it and have, you know, the team solidify itself.
So here with you are also some free agents. Do you try to recruit them to come to the Colts next year, or just?
I mean, that's more of like a agent and you know, scouting kind of thing. But I don't think it's outrageous to say that a lot of people probably would want to be in Indianapolis, especially, you know, if you're a wide receiver. Andrew Luck's throwing the ball so well. I don't know who wouldn't want to catch it.
Yeah, true. I mean, obviously there are lots of talks about maybe Le'Veon Bell is coming. Would you like to play with Le'Veon Bell?
I would like to play with anybody who wants to play. You know, it's a business at the end of the day, and you know, guys are definitely going to shuffle teams and move around. There's incredible talent everywhere. So you know, he's an incredible player. I'm sure he'd be fun to play with, but it's also fun to play against too.
That's true. So looking also at the new season, is it the aim for you to go to the postseason again to repeat what you did this season?
That's the goal every year. You know, you go in with all 32 teams go in every year with the mindset that we're going to win it all, and I think you do that by looking at it day to day and meeting to meeting and minute to minute. Instead of focusing on the end result, you got to focus on the little details.
So looking also like all the settings around, how do you see the German community? Yeah, if you've been already out there for signing autographs,
yeah.
It's crazy, right?
It's crazy. I don't know how this, like, Atlanta and Seattle have more fans.
Yeah, everyone liked the Seahawks.
Everyone had jerseys and everything. I was like, man, you would think they were right up the road from the stadium.
That's actually too big. It's a huge community. Was it also like some part that the decision that they came here as there was a growing fan community?
Yeah, you know, so the organization American Football Out Bears, they go and identify places where football is growing, and Germany is no exception. It's growing at an incredible rate. There's so many teams, so many leagues, and there's really a passion for it, and I think it's really, really awesome to see that. But also, in addition, when I was in Portugal last year, we had a coach's clinic, and they said football is an inclusive game, which I never really thought of because I played it my whole life. But when you know live in Europe or South America, or, you know, many countries any country other than the United States, you know, you play soccer or real football.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And you got to be fast and have good foot coordination, all that stuff. But you know, American football, you can be a big burly guy, you can be slow, you can be, there's a position for you, and I think that's why it's starting to grow, because you have all these people who have a desire to be a part of a team and play a sport, but when, you know, your only options rugby or soccer, football, which, you know, you have to be, you know, a certain body type to play, it really allows a lot more people to be a part of it.
Looking forward, what do you want to try in Germany until the end of the day, as food or whatever?
I'm down to try every. I mean, we ate. I don't know the names of everything, but we.
You should go with Eisbein.
Eisbein. What's that?
It's like a meat thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like from pork kind of thing.
Okay.
They eat it down there in Bavaria.
It's awesome.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, all the food we've had has been amazing.
Yeah.
The beer's been amazing. I mean, like, we went on a tour of a brewery, and you know, it was really cool to see.
You had a brewery tour already?
Yeah. Wow. It was great. I mean, I had no idea. I'd never been to a brewery like that before. I've been to like a little microbrewery that's like a restaurant, but not on that scale. So this is incredible.
Yeah. So you don't have any restrictions from your team what you should drink or eat or anything, or just like enjoy your time here?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going crazy, you know, but I've definitely tried, you know, a bunch of different kinds of foods. I'm sure we'll try different. The restaurants we've gone to have brought out different stuff for us to try, just because it's a German delicacy, and everything's been delicious.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Das war Matthias Farley, oder Matthias Farley, wie wir Deutschen sagen würden. Wir sind damit zwar am Ende dieser Ausgabe, aber ich habe dennoch einige weitere Spiele interviewt. Also hört euch auch die anderen Ausgaben an, denn unter anderem ist auch ein Interview mit D'Angelo Williams dabei. Zudem kommt die Tage unser großer Saisonrückblick bzw. Vorschau zu jedem einzelnen Team in der NFL. Wenn euch das interessieren könnte, abonniert unseren Feed, folgt uns gerne bei Twitter und auf Facebook. Dort findet ihr uns unter dem Handle InterceptionFT. Wir freuen uns zudem, wenn ihr mit uns in Kontakt tretet und uns sagt, was wir besser machen können, beziehungsweise zu welchen Themen ihr euch mal eine Ausgabe wünschen würdet. Wir haben schon ein paar Dinge in Planung, weswegen ihr unbedingt wieder einschalten solltet bei Interception, der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Interception. Touchdown. Der Football Talk auf meinsportpodcast.de. Wir klingen nicht nur gut, wenn wir direkt am Spielfeldrand stehen.
Die Adler Mannheim bleiben der Tabellenführer in der deutschen Eishockeyliga.
Oder direkt von der Schanze berichten.
Wir haben einen spannenden ersten Durchgang gesehen bei den Springern. Kamil Stoch führt vor Thielen Barthol.
Wir sehen dabei auch noch gut aus. Borgia Sauerland ist offizieller Ausstatter von meinsportpodcast.de. Borgia Sauerland. Berufsbekleidung, Arbeitsschutz und mehr auf borgia-sauerland.de.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.